It's the late Whitney Houston, one of the best to have ever done it. My Love Is Your Love. Oh my goodness, what a song. Thank you so much for choosing us. We talking all things hashtag break free, all things game changers, all things One Economy Foundation. But Osipe Fimbo will explain everything that we need to know. That's what that will be happening this Saturday. Osipe Fimbo, hi, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing well, thanks.
Does she not look lovely, Shekwan? Oh my gosh. Lovely.
You look like a breath of fresh air.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, like we just want to be around you, just in your space. Just let Perfumo just be there.
You can spend the rest of the day here.
Yes, you can. Oh, but Perfumo, welcome. That's a too fresh. It's a question that we love asking every time we have a guest over. Is this your
first time on
Fresh FM?
Yes, it's my first time.
It's the first time we're breaking her virginity. I promise you.
For being on radio.
Yeah, for being on radio. Yes. Oh my gosh, yes. Now,
welcome.
Let's talk about the Break Free Game Changers event that will be taking place this Saturday. Perhaps give us a bit of an overview of why we're doing this.
Okay, so I think if we look at, let me just say, for example, the past 10 months or 6 months, if you pick up a newspaper, if you go on any of the newspapers, Facebook page, it's a lot of mental health issues. There's a lot of suicide, and especially among men. At some point, it was a whole social media thing of, why are men killing themselves and
true.
A lot of nasty comments and all that. But reality is mental health is a big issue.
Yeah.
So we have decided, you know what, we can have an event with a focus on mental health, but sports as well. And sports, I think it's men love sports.
Yes, we do.
No, absolutely.
So we decided we can do sports while we discuss mental health issues. So that's how we came up with the Break Free Game Changers, Sports and Mental Wellbeing Day. So Break Free, of course, we focus a lot on sexual and gender-based violence, but we're not only limited to that, because it can also be interconnected to a lot of other things. So we came up with that event. So we are going to have a run in the morning. Most of the people already registered, and I think it's for now that's closed. We have a 10 and a 5 kilometer run in the morning, but after that in the stadium we're going to have a variety of activities. We're even calling it as a family fun day, so you can bring your family, you can bring your friends, you can bring your kids, because we'll have different activities. We have the Kiddies Corner, then we have the Warriors Challenge, where you can take part. We have 4 Namibian gyms, which is Fit City, we have Iron House, we have Divas and Gents, and Genesis. They're going to give fantastic workouts.
Ladies! With the muscles.
Do you know what it is? The eye candy that you actually see on Instagram will be there in person, is all I'm going to say. Okay, so Perfimbo, you are a social worker, right?
Yes.
Was it last week there was an article released, I think it was on Thursday, saying that we have the highest rate of suicides in Africa, hey? And a lot of those are actually from men, like you were mentioning. As a social worker and also things that you see on a daily basis, what do you think are some of the causes on why our men resort to committing suicide? I understand that there's not a definite answer, but just from some of the cases you've dealt with.
I think I would say some of the causes can be societal pressure, or can be because things like, you know, as a man, you're not supposed to cry. And crying is not just tears. It's like you reaching out saying, this is what I'm going through. You know, talking about all your issues. I think some of those things can lead to that, because you feel like, even if I speak, who will hear me out? And I think I'm looking forward to Saturday, because there's definitely a discussion and we want men to participate, fully participate. And part of now those 4 activities with the 4 gyms, of course it's workout and all that, but we do want a lot of men to talk about now mental health issues. What are the things they feel like maybe it's putting either pressure or it's kind of so much on them that it's leading to that. So please look at our social media pages and do sign up for these activities. It will be great to have people pre-sign up, but of course everyone is welcome to participate in that conversation while they are doing the workouts as well.
So right now I'm just going to put my partner on the spot very quickly because we are both ladies and I feel like it's always important. I don't know why I always get emotional like this. I'm such a woman. I think it's always important to really hear our men out and really open that space up. So partner, without invading your space a little bit too much, for interest's sake, what are actually some of the reasons why our men are afraid to open up about their struggles that they're experiencing?
I think that's a question that needs to be interrogated. I think that's a question that I alone cannot answer. I'm a very unorthodox person. Right, so I don't mind opening up. I don't care for it. But again, it's something that we need to open up about and interrogate, and perhaps also look at. And I think that's something that we can interrogate this Saturday, isn't it? Just and it shouldn't be at this. And it shouldn't be hard also for us to talk about why we don't want to open up. You know what I mean? So maybe yes, while you're pushing your irons, let me ask you that question, my guy. Why don't you open up? You know. What are some of your primary reasons why you don't open up? You don't trust people, you don't trust the wife that you're with, or you don't trust society.
Okay, maybe
you don't
not
trust,
that. Don't say that.
I mean, look, listen. We have to be honest. We have to be drastically honest when it comes to this. It's at that point, isn't it, Befimbo? Yeah. It's at that point where we have to be drastically honest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, definitely.
So, yeah, we're looking forward to this Saturday. That's to the Break Free Anti-Violence campaign that started way back in 2017 already with various activities. Mm-hmm. But this Saturday, it'll be the hashtag Break Free Game Changers event itself. Now, just real quick, is there entrance fee, Hutese, or... Or is it a situation where we can all just huddle up and pre-sign and then we go have fun?
It's all for free. Yeah. And you don't have to take part in the activity to be there. You can also just come and enjoy the day because there will definitely be live music. There will be two DJs and there will be live performances by King TD, nice. PDK. Yeah. There will be food stalls. So come with that coins and buy yourself some food. Yeah. But of course, the first 300 people will get free food vouchers.
Are you serious?
Yes. Oh,
the first 300 people will get free food. We love free food.
Yeah.
So what time is this event starting?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a big girl and I love to eat, so I can actually take part in the 5 kilometer walk.
Oh yes.
Right, but I don't need to sign up or anything like that. I can just show up on the day. Is that okay?
No, for the run you have to pre-sign up because then of course the registration, again, the first 300 people are gonna get t-shirts. But after that, of course, you're getting other things like your number, your tag for the run and all that. You need to sign up for the run.
All right.
The other things that you can still sign up for is the gym activities, the 4 gym activities that you need to sign up. But to spend your day there, you don't need to pre-sign up. Just rock up, come with your family. The kids can enjoy the jumping castles, the slides, the face painting, all for free. Enjoy the food, of course, then come with some money, because even if you get a voucher, what if the rest of the day you want more stuff? I think it's going to be like a lively event that you can just come and enjoy the vibe as well.
Also, one thing about us men, just real quick, man. We don't like hospitals and we don't like checking up on our state of our health. Now I go there and I go run off for 10 kilometers and I get a cramp or a seizure, whatever. Will you guys have some sort of a health check, guys, on site where we can maybe quickly check our things, blood pressure or something?
We'll definitely have an ambulance, paramedics for any emergencies.
Okay.
But yeah, we'll also definitely have a talk. We'll have a psychologist kind of tell us more. How do you cope with your mental health issues? What are the main important things that you can, do to make sure you kind of check up on yourself? And we tap into what are the realities in Namibia when it comes to mental health issues. So yeah, there will be a variety of things.
My Saturday is sorted. Our Saturday is actually sorted.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because in the morning, we're gonna Amandla against this GBV situation and us as gentlemen with our mental issues that we don't want to admit to, with hashtag Breakfree and the whole crew at the One Economy Foundation until about, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and then go home, change, and then we get ready for our other event, for our other events festival. So we're looking forward to that. Thank you so much, Breakfree, for your time. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much. I think just a little bit, I'm not sure if I mentioned the venue, hey?
This is going to be
at Independence Stadium, and of course the people that are running are going to take off the 10 kilometer at 7 and then the 5 kilometer at 7:15, but of course they will need to be there for registration between and 6 and 7 but then for you to join the event, come from 8 o'clock. Get there 8:39. Get there and enjoy the vibe.
Independence Stadium. Looking forward to it. It's always a vibe whenever I'm at the Independence Stadium, and it's going to be the same case this Saturday. Also, Befimo, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, cheers.
Ciao. Moms and kids, get ready for a delightful treat.